amplifying your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Obama claims it's easier to buy guns than books and vegetables, and that some people want machine guns in bars. Now, you know, again, everything about this guy is laughable. I've never seen so much disrespect for the office of the president from a man sitting in that office. It's just absolutely incredible.
Now,
at least he wears, from what I understand, he wears a suit.
Now say that again. It's easier to what?
It's easier to buy guns than books and vegetables, and that some want machine guns in bars.
Well, maybe if that's the case in the areas that he's talking to, that might be a mindset with the people that live in such areas.
Well, you know, maybe his hometown of Chicago, it might be the prudent thing to have a machine gun in a bar for your own protection.
Well, that's only one problem.
From the gangs and the firepower they have.
You can't buy a gun in Chicago. Oh, maybe he didn't know that. My bad.
Okay. Quoting now from the Daily Caller. I love this. Citing his failure to pass stricter gun laws in 2013, Obama used dramatic language to discuss the gun debate on Friday. Mm. It is hard to reduce the easy availability of guns, Obama complained during a town hall meeting at South Carolina's Benedict College. As long as you can go into some neighborhoods and it's easier for you to buy a firearm than it is for you to buy a book, there are neighborhoods where it's easier for you to buy a handgun and clips, here we go. Good Lord.
Paper clips.
Than it is for you to buy a fresh vegetable, Obama continued. As long as that's the case, we're going to continue to see unnecessary violence. Let's go, Sean, right to the panel. David teased this in the last hour. Let's let him open up with it. David Kodria. This is, you know, again, laughable.
I made beef bourguignon today. It's the Julia Child recipe, and you need some vegetables. And I went down to the local produce department, and I was just looking for some mushrooms and some baby carrots and some pearl onions, okay? And the Glocks and the Berettas kept getting in the way.
I love this hour of the Armed American Radio Network because of this type of discussion. So were the Glocks cold? Was the mist spraying on them? Tell me.
They were organic, though.
So you see, I have the visual of a row of green peppers, a row of baby carrots, some arugula, and a row of Glocks. Models ranging from the 26 on up to the new ones, all the way on up to the new rumored 42. I love it, to the 42. And that spray mister.
Well, this was oil, I think.
Yeah, he goes on. We should have fire, he says, despite the failure of Congress to act, despite the failure of too many state legislators to act, in fact, in some places it goes in the opposite direction, he said, asserting that some gun rights supporters believe, quote, we should have firearms in kindergarten and we should have machine guns and, you know, in bars. You think I'm exaggerating. You look at some of these laws that come up, Obama said. Now, I would be willing to bet that Obama was referring to the guns everywhere law in Georgia and thinks, I don't know what he thinks. Neil McCabe, what does he think?
Well, I mean, he really believes this stuff. And, you know, this is his goal of an America that he's trying to transform us into. But I would suggest if there is a place where they have machine guns in a bar, that's a very safe bar, and it's certainly not going to get robbed tonight, and certainly no one's going to be attacked tonight. And if it's a neighborhood where everybody has a reputation of having machine guns, at 2 a.m, teenage daughters can walk to and from, you know, different houses on their way home, in complete safety. I mean, this is the reality that, you know, an armed community is a safe community.
I can't wait to get George the Mad Ogre Hill's response to this one. George the Mad Ogre Hill, where you live, can you buy vegetables and books, or are the guns in the way?
I tell you what, if you're a student eating Michelle Obama's school lunches, Maybe it is than some fresh food, for crying out loud.
It's easier to get a gun than a taco at school.
This is the president, remember, that went to all 57 states.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's not be shocked that he's a little erroneous in his numbers. Can there be a president that's been less trustworthy or less believable? Even if you're a liberal, you hear this and you're like, that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, they're cringing at this. I know they are. They're cringing at it. There's no doubt about it. Here's the of all the laughable, we can have fun with the stupidity with these types of comments coming out of a commander-in-chief. It's just really is astonishing.
I want to ask David Kodria real quick, though. How does he check if his Glock 26 is ripe? Does he tap it? Does he shake it, you know? If you let it grow, does it turn into a 19?
Exactly. I squeeze it, you know.
Don't squeeze your Glocks too hard.
Exactly right. Yeah,
here's the scariest part.
You have to squeeze it slowly and let it surprise you.
Here's the scariest part of this whole conversation. Obama quoted as saying, "We have tried as much as we can administratively to implement background checks." He said the same thing, David Kodria, about executive action pertaining to immigration. Does that lead you to believe that it is possible that over the remainder of his stretch, because you see, this guy doesn't get what he wants, the hell with Congress. If Congress doesn't agree with me, I'll just use my pen and my phone. And he is, of course, proving that he can get away with that when you have a Speaker of the House with a majority they haven't had in 80 years who still allows Pelosi to run ripshod all over him and control. It's just amazing. We'll go to Neil McCabe on that in just a minute. But is it possible, is it plausible, David, that he may go ahead and issue that executive order anyway as he comes closer to the end of his term?
I think anything is possible with this guy in terms of executive actions. But as with the amnesty thing, it turns out he didn't issue an executive order. Jed Johnson issued a memorandum. And yet this is what the Republicans have folded on. This is what they would not take out of the DHS funding. This is what these guys just roll over for. And then they say, well, we're going to send a strongly worded message or we're going to fight this in the courts. Well, you know, good luck doing that. Why don't you nip it in the bud? You know, if an asteroid is going to hit the Earth, why not stop it a million miles out until waiting, you know, where you can just nudge it and divert it a degree and it'll miss, as opposed to waiting until it's in the atmosphere burning up on us?
Neil, is it plausible that he would attempt to do what he did? In other words, issue the executive order, not give a crap about the legality of it, as he doesn't apparently with others, and let those chips fall where they may. Is he willing to push it that hard
at
the end of his term?
You know, and he is really an expert at slow walking things in the courts. I mean, how long did it take for Major Hassan to actually go to trial and get convicted for the shooting at Fort Hood in November of 2009, when it was like there's absolutely no doubt that he did it? There are witnesses and everything else, and it takes, 4 years for that thing to go through. And so he'll be able to slow walk this thing and in the courts, and the Republicans are definitely not going to stand up to this president, especially when, as you said, Nancy Pelosi has in effect become the Speaker of the House, because the Republican leadership prefers to deal with the White House and the Democrats than to acknowledge its own platform and the conservatives who put them in office.
So in other words, the infighting that Boehner is allowing within the party by not acknowledging his own party is allowing Pelosi to control the votes.
Well, I mean, Pelosi's very smart, you know, and she was brought up well in the school of politics. And what she does is she collects commitments from all the Democrats, and then as soon as she has the votes that she needs, she then goes to people who are in trouble politically and she lets them off the hook so that she only wins with the vote that she needs. And then she has a reputation that if she can let you off the hook, she will. So people will give her those commitments, she locks down her votes, and then she has a solid majority. the Republicans haven't figured out how to do this. And so what they do is they go into these House votes with no idea how many votes they're going to get, and then they end up having to go to Nancy Pelosi because the leadership prefers to deal with her than the conservatives. I mean, it goes on and on and on, over and over and over again, and it's just, you know, and it's getting worse. And now there's word on Capitol Hill that the Democrats have told Boehner that they're gonna protect him against the conservative revolt.
Stop right there. When we come back, we'll continue that conversation. The panel is laughing. It's sad. It's funny, but it is, in fact, sad. An awful lot at stake. The future of the country as you know it is on the line. Armed American Radio continues right after this.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com. Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the program. A couple of things before we get back to the panel and some provocative discussion. That is sendmeammo.com. I've joined. I've got my shipments coming. I hope you have too. Sendmeammo.com as ammo gets tighter and tighter because of the buffoon in chief and the lies and their attempts to take it from you. It's becoming more expensive. It shouldn't, but it is. Sendmeammo.com solves your problem. I'm paying $88 a month, including shipping, for 200 rounds delivered to me every month. And I'm happy about it. 200 rounds every month. Calibers available from 380, 9, 40, 45, and 223. Sendmeammo.com. Get off your duff. Get yourself some ammo. Keep shooting. Don't hoard it, knowing that it's coming at 200 pops per month to you. Enjoy ticking off the liberals in the process and the gun grabbers. Welcome back to the program. Sendmeammo.com. Very cool. David, you have a question for George. I don't want to leave him out of the discussion. Then I want to go right back to immigration and throw some ideas at you.
Okay, real quick, and just a quick plug. If you live in Mr. Obama's neighborhood, join sendmevegetables.com. But anyway, George.
That's funny.
That's an idea.
I asked you on a Facebook message about Fabrica Brony Radom Model Onyx 89S. And the reason I asked about that is because we're talking about the ammo ban, that ATF is trying to implement right now. And in 2014, they banned a certain Steel Core 545 by 39.
The Model 89. That's a AK variant made in Poland. That 5.4 ammo is real hard to get. There's all that cheap sources that everybody used to love is dried up, and it's just not available anymore.
I guess what I'm hearing is that I heard that there were only 200 of these models ever made, and I guess my concern is, what is to stop an anti from just going ahead and spending the money, if he's got it, to manufacture a handgun that will fire anything? You pick the caliber, mm-hmm. and let ATF ban it that way.
Well, the whole thing about looking at any one gun as being the root of all evil, being the problem, it's just a bad record, and the liberals they're starting to learn that it's not working. Because more and more of them are actually joining our side and becoming shooters. Now, you got a pistol like the Model 89, which is a pistol variant of like an AK, but it's an AK pistol, and it's in this 5.4 caliber, which was designed by the Russians to fight U.S. soldiers in U.S. Armor. And you have this in a pistol, and that, maybe have been a little bit too scary for the nation's top law enforcement officials. They're too busy pardoning illegal aliens to make any actual study. But when the Fraternal Order of Police and all these other law enforcement agencies are like, we've never really had a problem with this. We've never been threatened by this. No officer's been killed by this kind of stuff. Their arguments really start to sound hollow and shallow.
Okay, but George, here's the key to that. I agree with you. However, working in conjunction with the mainstream media and a well-orchestrated attack against us, they can create that problem in the mainstream media. As I'm going to allude to, that's of course, they know how to play that game. Control the media, control the message, control the masses. They get that. And I will point to a real-life example, and that's the Glock in the 1980s. You recall the evil plastic gun that could escape airport security, this Glock 17.
The Glock Model 7, yeah.
This is a tried-and-true practice, so it is a legitimate question, a legitimate concern, no doubt, because what they're doing now is creating a problem, a solution for a problem that does not exist. There's nothing to stop them from doing that by creating or manufacturing, as David suggests, the handgun to create the problem that they now need to have the solution to. Let's take that to immigration, David. I said earlier, and then, Neil, we're going to go around the clock here with everybody.
Okay.
that there are some things we can do about immigration. We can do them right away. You know how we start? We start by doing nothing, by doing absolutely nothing. Again, we have an administration that is on a clock. They are creating the problem and creating the urgency to solve the problem. Let's face facts. Let's use the 11 million illegals here. Let's just say that number's accurate. They are already here. They were here yesterday. They will be here tomorrow. We calm down. We do nothing at this point until we do this, David, and that is lock down our border, period. Lock it down. Lock it down and do nothing at this point. Start with that first. Go from there.
Oh, I don't, first of all, see that happening. I don't see a lockdown, the resources being devoted to it happening. And on top of that, that does not, first of all, I'm not sure I believe the 11 million. I think it's probably a lot higher than that. And on top of that, that does nothing with the pathway to citizenship. If the people are here, I think where you have to attack the problem is making certain that employment cannot be offered and cannot be given if a person is here illegally, and then allow for self-deportation. That's the big magnet, and that's the big draw. And ever since this was announced, you know, about the amnesty, my understanding from the news accounts I read is that the problem has only increased, and what we see from the administration is in your face. So no, I can't agree with you to do nothing. I think that we need to be, all of us, aware now, because as you said before the break, this is the single biggest threat to the continuation of America as we know it, and we can't not do a thing.
Let me correct one term. I don't be taken literally when I said lock the border down. What I mean by that is secure the border first. We need to secure the border first. The people who are here are already here. Let's secure the border first. Neil, this is step number one. Then I want to address what David said about working and about self-deportation. That's part of the plan. Neil, first, secure the border first. Can we secure the border first? I know O'Reilly talks about it. He talks about using the military. I don't know if that's the answer, but we need to secure the border first.
Thoughts? Well, we can absolutely secure the border. And of course, there are people, politicians, John McCain, when he was running for re-election and had a tough primary fight, would go around Arizona saying, you know, build the dang fence. Before he helped pass an immigration amnesty bill in the Senate, it's possible. It's absolutely possible. But you need Republicans in Congress to actually step up and fund that fence, force the fence to be built, fund the National Guard and other units to take care of it. And then also there are huge swaths of the Mexican-American border that are classified as wildlife preserves, so that Immigration and Border Patrol isn't even allowed in there because, say, the Park Service or the Forest Service controls it, and they basically, the Immigration Border agents have been told they can't even go into these wildlife reserves.
Okay, stop right there. When we come back, I want to address, we'll ask George the same question, then we'll go back around the table, and I want to ask about the work that they're already doing and how we can help fix the problem from that angle by going after those employers. David Kodria, when we come back as well, too.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you'll meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossfreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the program. We're going to move quickly. Time always flies. I blame it on Sean, but we're in the last half hour of the program. George, to you quickly, can we secure the border first? Can that be done?
Every sailor knows that you plug the leak before you start pumping it out. Yes, the border can be secured. And then what you do is you get states like California, you get them to stop giving away ID cards and driver's license, and you make it harder for them to live in the U.S. illegally than it would be for them to go back to Mexico. And all like a osmosis filter, they're going to start going back to Mexico.
The ones that are here are not.
Correct.
But let's talk about the ones that are here. They're not, more than likely they're not, but we can, I believe we have, there's a way that we can do that. David, let's go back now to, let's go to number two. Number one, I believe we should secure the border first. Number two, I believe that this country should begin seeking and actively prosecuting businesses hiring illegals in unison with securing the border. Your thoughts on that?
Sure, absolutely.
Prosecute them, put them in jail, shut them down, put them out of business. End of discussion. Let's close the pot. Let's get rid of the pot at the end of the rainbow. Your thoughts?
Breaking the law, sure.
All right. Neil, your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just remember that, you know, one of the reasons why the liberals are so eager for amnesty and whatnot is that, you know, they're the ones who are the nannies and the landscapers and the dishwashers that make a liberal's life easier. And the liberals should be punished. They should have to live by the law.
George, your thoughts?
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. Now, there's there's no argument that the immigration laws and processes is kind of broken. It needs to be refined so people can come legally. But just because it's difficult to do it legally doesn't mean it's okay to go ahead and do it illegally.
All right, no, let's stop right there. That's a great point. Let's stop right there. Now, David, you and I have had some of these conversations, and it can become very emotional. Pathway to citizenship is a lie. Let me give you my take on that. What I mean by that, no one who violated America's laws to cross this border ever should be given a pathway to citizenship. Those people who violated the law and came here illegally should never, ever earn the right to become U.S. citizens. And I mean never. Never should those people be rewarded for violating our laws, federal laws, and stealing our tax dollars. Let's start there, and then I'll go further. Your thoughts on that?
Sure, absolutely. You don't reward bad behavior.
All right, I'm going to go over to Neil McCabe on that. Neil, are you there?
Looks yeah, like I'm right here. Awesome. I mean, it's
there you are.
Yeah, I think what we have to do is we have to remember what the law is. And, you know, this whole idea that the president is not obligated to faithfully enforce the law is absurd. And yet 6 years, 7 years into this presidency, everybody accepts it as normal. This is not normal. It's not normal what's going on right now.
Not only should people who violated the laws that come into this country in violation of the law and who steal our tax dollars, who steal money from my pocket and your pocket, should they never earn the right to become U.S. citizens. If they want to come become a U.S. citizen, they need to. David, go back to your self-deport. Go home, enter legally. Go home, enter legally. Then, and only then, can you earn the right to U.S. citizenship. If you elect to stay here, David, now this gets a little bit tricky here, but walk with me a little bit.
Well,
Go ahead.
Well, we also need to reform the way that we do legal immigration, because Ted Kennedy made sure that you come in and we have the chain immigration, and now your cousin can come in and everybody else can follow and all that kind of stuff. And no, we need to make certain that the people who are allowed into this country are going to be positive additions to this country, not phony refugees like Somali terrorists who lie about refugee status and then come in so that they can join al-Shabaab.
That's correct. Now, we're in agreement here. For those who agree, or for those who refuse to, quote-unquote, just say self-deport and come back and enter legally for whatever reason, those people, if you've got a state, George, you alluded to California giving driver's licenses and so forth. And look, let's face facts. The reason that this, quote-unquote, pathway to citizenship is a lie is we have to go back and we have to dig down exactly what David drove home, and that is why it is so dangerous to Second Amendment rights. You get a Social Security card, you get a driver's license, you can get a voter ID card, David Codrey, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter that you're not supposed to because you're not a U.S. citizen yet. With those two documents, can you not get a voter ID in most states?
And in many states, they fight even having to show that ID.
Though, yeah, they do. That's correct. You know, I have to show an ID to vote. I've never complained about it once. George, do you show an ID to vote?
I sure do. That's the law of most states. And it's funny how Obama only won states that you didn't have to show IDs. But that's another whole hour.
All right. Neil McCabe.
Yeah.
I believe that those who decide to self-deport and enter legally go through the process, however it is fixed, and we're all in agreement that it needs to be fixed, but go through that process, can then earn a pathway to citizenship by doing it legally. Those who are here and are acknowledged to be here, who elect to stay, they're already here. I don't debate that. They're here. Those who elect to stay should, we can get those people out of the woodworks, I believe, all right? We can give those people green cards. We can give those people driver's licenses. But those driver's licenses, those green cards have asterisks on them. Those individuals should never, ever, and I mean never, ever be able to become U.S. citizens, and they should never, ever earn a right to vote. Do you disagree with that?
No, I absolutely agree. You know, as you're talking about this, and you hit it from different points, Mark, you know, remember that in 1998, when the Republicans were working on the impeachment of Bill Clinton, one of the charges that the Republican leadership didn't bring to the House floor but was fully investigated was the effort by the Clinton administration to push illegal aliens onto the voting roll, make them citizens and get them registered before the 96 election when Clinton was up for reelection. And, you know, and all you have to do is you just listen to these states, California, Nevada, Colorado, Florida. They're just four states. What do they all have in common? These are states that one generation ago were Republican Party locks every 4 years for whoever, whatever the Republican running for president, you could just pencil in Nevada, Colorado, Florida. And why are all of these states now battleground or California to Democratic stronghold forever? The answer is the illegal aliens that have become voters in these states. And now, and now it's like a Republican can never, they don't even campaign in California.
And it's Florida. That's true. And I want to make very clear, I'm going to say give, I'm going to give green. These things need to be earned over a multi-year process that includes payment of many years in back taxes. It requires payment of fine and so forth. And those who elect not to self-deport and come through legal channels will never, ever, ever earn that right. The asterisk follows them on any documentation that they have gotten. David, is something like that workable? I don't know. I'm throwing it out here for debate because this is a very serious issue that absolutely because of what you and I and Neil have talked about off air along with George, we know what the end result of this will be, as does Obama, which is why he is pushing so fast and creating this urgency because those people need to be on the rolls to vote in order to further his agenda of cementing a permanent Democrat majority. Please.
Is it workable? Theoretically, yes, of course it's workable. Practically, here's what you need. This is my frustration. This is why I was disappointed that Grover Norquist was not on in the second hour so that we could then bounce off of the points he made. But the bottom line is, unless there is political will to do it, it will never happen. And how will that political will come about? By the people demanding it, which is why I'm so frustrated that Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America is the only national gun rights organization tying this in with the right to keep and bear arms, with the danger that we have when you got Oregon Representative Kurt Schrader saying, we will control the country for the next 20 or 30 years if we allow this to happen. The only way this is going to happen is if leadership is shown, and the only way that that is going to be effective is if everyone listening right now
does something about it. David, I need you to stop right there because the music is playing. When we come back, we'll further the discussion. It is a provocative one. We'll be back right after this.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
You're a 23 neighboring man?
Yes. I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little
deductible is $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you'll meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the program. Provocative discussion. Let's recap what we've been talking about. Immigration, illegal immigration, viewed by every one of the panel members here, I think is safe to say, I'll speak for them, is the number one threat to our Second Amendment rights, as you've heard here on this program. The mere fact that Obama is trying to get these people on the voter rolls tells you everything you need to know. There's a reason he wants that done, and that is so he can cement, and it is part of what I believe is the orchestrated multi-pronged attack. This is one of them, a key one of them, is to cement the Democrat majority for decades to come, as they have let that cat out of the bag. Number one, secure the border. My idea, secure the border first. Number two, seek and actively prosecute businesses, business owners, and companies hiring illegals. Prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. Jail them. Put them out of business if necessary. Number three, two-prong approach here. Give these individuals, first of all, there is no pathway to citizenship when you've broken our laws. Let's get rid of that terminology altogether. You can self-deport and re-enter legally. Of course, we agree that those legal channels have to be fixed. We don't have the answer to that now, but whatever that legal channel is determined to be. The second part of that, if you choose not to re-enter the country legally, then you must come out and identify yourself. You must be required to identify yourself, pay years of taxes, fines, etc., before earning the documentation necessary to continue to work, driver's license, etc. You will never, ever earn the right to vote in this country by violating our laws should you choose that path, period. Now, I think everybody on this panel would agree with me, and I want to go around starting with David. The key to this illegal immigration is the voting rolls, David. It's paramount to keep lawbreakers off our voting rolls. There's a reason the Democrats want to push this through and why they want to rush it through. Go ahead.
Sure. Absolutely, and I don't know that I agree that you can continue to work in this country if you're here illegally. I guess taking care of the employer situation will take care of that one. Another thing that we need to do is no welfare. What is this you get
in-state
tuition? What is this you get, you know, preferential loans? What is this that you get, you know, Obama's illegal auntie here saying that, yeah, she doesn't have a problem. She thinks that the country owes her housing subsidies. I mean, come on. This is just ridiculous.
Well, part of the process is going to have to be, if you go back up to number two, seekingly and actively prosecuting, of course, those businesses that are hiring illegals to the fullest extent of the law, means that we also have to actively enforce current federal immigration law. And that is where we have failed miserably, Neil McCabe, over decades in this country. And we've got many administrations of both parties who are absolutely allowing, as George said, California to give driver's license active. I mean, shutting down Joe Arpaio for doing his job.
That should
be a crime in and of itself. We have to actively enforce current federal law to keep that from happening, as David just said. Go ahead.
Well, and there's an opportunity for Republicans and Capitol Hill conservatives to really lay the wood to Obama and put him on notice by not confirming Loretta Lynch as attorney general. I mean, this is tailor-made opportunity to tell the Obama administration that, you know, when we're done playing games. And so, you know, instead what's going to happen is, I mean, Loretta Lynch is going to, you know, she'll sail through. But, you know, this should be a fight. And this is an opportunity to say to the president, okay, let's get some concessions here. Let's have some real confirmation hearings to put some of this stuff on the record. But, you know, it's not going to happen. But these are the opportunities that come up all the time to lay the wood to the Obama administration and show them that Congress, a co-equal branch, is vested in the future of this country.
Let me tell you why that's never going to happen. Dear, this is from a longtime Armed American Radio listener and an opportune time to read this. This is a letter. He's a Utah resident that he sent to Orrin Hatch expressing his outrage at Orrin Hatch's approval of Loretta Lynch. Take a listen to this. This is a letter he got back from Orrin Hatch. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Powell, thank you for writing to share your views regarding the nomination of Loretta Lynch to serve as the next attorney general. I appreciate hearing from you, blah, blah, blah. As you know, President Obama nominated Loretta Lynch, the current U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of New York, to be the 83rd attorney general of the United States. The Constitution gives the president the power to appoint certain public officials with the advice and consent, unquote, of the Senate. My responsibility as a senator is to determine whether a nominee is qualified for the position to which she has been nominated and whether anything in her record disqualifies her from serving. I voted to advance Ms. Lynch's nomination to the full Senate because I believe that she meets this standard. Ms. Lynch's impressive legal career spans 30 years, including more than two decades as a prosecutor and two unanimous confirmations by the Senate. I am not aware of anyone, including senators opposed to her nomination, who argue that she is unqualified to serve as attorney general. Instead, opponents appear to ignore her professional career entirely and focus only on the 6 hours that she appeared before the Judiciary Committee. And her critics emphasize most not what she said during that January 28th hearing, but what she did not say. This is far from enough to outweigh everything else in her record as a prosecutor, and on and on and on. This is the problem. This is the establishment.
Personnel is policy, and to say that somebody's qualified, but I happen to know that she's going to be terrible for the country, but she's got a great resume, is such a cop-out. It's absurd. And, you know, and I'll make the point, too. Orrin Hatch is in a very safe seat, being a Republican senator from Utah. What we need is we need Republicans who are in safe seats to carry the ball downfield and to push forward the conservative agenda, because they have the safe seats. Instead, Hatch is the guy who's tackling people on his own team.
Listen, well said. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, you spent many years living in Utah. Is Orrin Hatch your man?
I tell you what, the Republicans in Utah, just like Republicans around the country, have been disappointing me greatly. And the only thing that's going to change is when we stop supporting them and they're ignoring us. So when we stop donating to the GOP, they're going to have to wake up and realize that their constituents need to be listened to. The people that vote for them time and time again, they have less than 10% approval rating, and yet they have like a 90% rehire rate because they keep getting voted in. They keep ignoring us,
We need to wake them up by pinching them where it's going to hurt.
All right, I've got to stop. I've got to stop you there. I want you to hear again what Orrin Hatch said, David, and then I'm going to get just a 10-second comment before we close out the show. For example, she committed to me that as Attorney General, she would abide by the injunction issued by a federal district court to halt the president's recent executive actions on immigration. I have raised these concerns with Ms. Lynch, and she has pledged to be independent and to place first priority on the rule of law and impartially carrying out her duties. Sure, Orrin, she told you what you wanted to hear, so you would confirm her nomination. David, 10 seconds.
Yeah, you know what, people, if anyone who still says this is not part of the single issue, if you can refute what we've said, give us something that we can validate. Not anecdotes, not platitudes. Give us something we can validate. Otherwise, get on the stick, join us, and raise your voices and let these people know you're going to kick them out of office.
You've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. Great discussion. A-plus, A-number-one panel. David Kodria, davidkodria.com, War on Guns. Boy, wow. Neil, thank you so much for joining us. Next week, we understand we've got Grover Norquist coming back. We're also working on Kansas Representative Tim Hulskamp will be here. George the Mad Ogre, madogre.com. We'll see you next week. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. I tell you every hour when I close it out, I'm going to do it now. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I'll see you tomorrow. I mean next week. Back next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dark king. Tell us me by the
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.